there's a campaign afoot to try to get America's political leaders to sound less like this.
Let us find a way to come together and finish the job for the American people.
And more like this.
Isn't it time the Prime Minister admitted to his mistakes that he made when he was Chancellor?
Yeah. The
first thing is, they don't even know what their policy is for 2010 on spending on anything.
That first clip was President Obama, of course, talking about health care in his State of the Union address. The second was David Cameron, the Conservative leader in the British House of Commons, sparring with Prime Minister Gordon Brown. In Parliament, it's called question time, and some would like President Obama to do it here. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
This is what sparked the idea. A little more than a week ago, President Obama took questions from his opposition during the House Republican retreat. Washington was riveted by the rarely televised display of overt political maneuvering. Since then, the pundits, the bloggers, analysts, and journalists have been clamoring for another look. There's even a petition and a website, demandquestiontime.com, and it's caught fire on Facebook and Twitter. But what about in Congress? Well, Republicans are game.
Absolutely. We need to do more of that.
Oh, I think it'd be great if he were willing to do it.
More give and take with him from the heart, from the man, I think could be helpful for our country.
In order, that was Republican Whip Eric Cantor, Michigan's Peter Hoekstra, and Tennessee's Zach Womp. And Democrats were definitely impressed with the president's showing at the Republican retreat.
He could pull it off to good effect.
He did a great job. In fact, for me, it was the highlight of the Republican conference.
Democrats Rush Holt of New Jersey and Jan Schakowsky of Illinois. There's just one little problem with bringing the British question time here, says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Well, that's a parliamentary system. That's a different story.
Remember, in England, the prime minister is actually a member of parliament, chosen to be the leader by the majority party, not the voters. And so he or she is accountable to Parliament. Here, says Pelosi, we have a little thing called the separation of powers. So from time to time, the president is invited to come give a speech to Congress and then go away.
The State of the Union is something that is called for, and for any special subjects like health care, as he did, or President Bush came on the issue of Iraq, that would be appropriate. But we're not a parliamentary system. But I think that he does very well at it.
Oh, and there's one other little problem. The president doesn't want to do it, at least not regularly. His senior advisor, David Axelrod, told the website Politico that what made the event with Republicans so interesting was its spontaneity. And if you slip into a kind of convention, said Axelrod, then conventionality will overtake the freshness of it. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.